Hey guys, welcome back to another week of Autastic, your comedian's guide to autism. I'm one of your hosts, Kirk Smith, and here as always is my co-host,
Graham K. Everybody, how you doing? Hope you're good.
Graham K. Yeah, it's a holiday season, which is always exciting. Well, time to see some family and stuff. And I hear you're getting an Arctic blast out there in New York. It's cold today, huh?
I'm in Toronto right now. It's very cold. Colder than New York.
Toronto. That's right.
Yeah. I was in Ottawa before that. That's my hometown. Now I'm in Toronto. Seen some old pals. I used to live here. You know, I got some shows and got a big New Year's Eve gig coming up around here. So basically, I'm cat sitting for my aunt and uncle while I'm here. And I'm currently in the background watching a hockey game. I'm very Canadian right now. So
what is it out there?
Pretty awesome.
Minus 10 or something?
What are you talking about?
Fahrenheit or Celsius?
Because that's the big, you know.
You still there?
It is minus 10. It's minus 10 Celsius.
It broke up. Say it again. It broke up. Sorry. One more time. One, two, three.
Are we talking Celsius or Fahrenheit? That's the real question. It is 15 degrees Fahrenheit.
Wow.
In Toronto right now, which is not too bad. It was like minus six the other day.
Wow.
Yesterday was minus six.
I think, yeah. I can't remember if it's Joe Rogan or somebody has a joke where he's like, I was in Wisconsin, it was minus 32, and I was like, Celsius or Fahrenheit? And the guy says, who cares, man? It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter at a certain point. Yeah.
Such a great joke. It doesn't matter. get down to that.
Talk to my brother today. Oh, by the way, we should do the setup. We always forget to do that. This is the Comedian's Guide to Autism. You think after like 120, 30 episodes, whatever it is right now, we would figure that out, but nope. We're slow learners.
That's fine.
It takes us a good 2 years to figure it out how to start our own show.
We're at year three. Who's counting?
Is it?
I don't know. I'm just messing around. I can't remember. Is it? I don't know. It could be. It's got to be close. I don't know. I think it's two. But go ahead, Graham. Set it up. What is this podcast about? Who are we?
You tell him. You're not on the phone. You sound probably better than I do.
This is your Comedian's Guide to Autism. We're two comedians who have autistic loved ones in our life. My name is Kirk, and I have a severely autistic son who is 19. And Graham, tell us about your brother, Peter.
Oh, Peter is, an adult living at home, living on his own. Needs a lot of help, doing okay. Thanks for doing that, because I wanted to watch more hockey. but yeah.
So stupid.
Well, the Canadian National Junior Team is playing, and it's a big deal.
Oh, man.
Against America right now.
The National Junior Team, woo!
Yeah. Anyway, so talked to Peter today, had a nice long chat with my bro today, and if you're listening to the last episode, you know that we're trying to get Peter to drink less beer. And it's a constant negotiation. And today was like another opportunity to slowly instill that in him, you know? And, he was like, okay. I was like, so no beers, during the week. You can only have beer during the weekend, you know? Cause he's starting to gain weight, starting to plump out.
Okay,
I also make Simpsons references help. It helps him understand.
Ooh, nice.
Like you're starting to look like Barney. And he's like, I don't look like Barney. And I'm like, you're starting to look a little bit like Barney. You know, Barney's the alcoholic and he's overweight in the show. And,
a lot of belching.
He's like, oh, I don't want to be like, yeah. He's like, I don't want to be like Barney. Okay. So I was like, no beer, only on the weekends. And, he's like, okay, well, today's Friday. And I think that's close enough to the weekend. And I was like, okay.
Today's Monday. The weekend's still happening.
No, yeah, he negotiates. Then he goes, okay, but no beer on Sunday. He's like, Graham, that's New Year's Eve, you know? And I was like, okay, well, you can have some beers only because it's New Year's Eve. And he goes, okay. And then he goes, what about Monday? That's also a holiday now. I think I should have beers on Monday. And I was like, Peter, no, there's no beers on Monday. I'm not having beers on Monday. No, nobody's having beers. No beers. from Monday to Thursday. So he negotiated. I was like, only 2 days a week. And in that little conversation, he got me to 3 days a week beers. So
he knows what's up.
Yeah. He also knows I'm a hypocrite.
That's funny. But I think that's part of this journey, is trying to find your own way with your loved one. There's no real roadmaps. Everybody's just so different. And you just can't predict, you know, which direction. Yeah. It's conversations we have that you wouldn't have thought we'd have to have. Yeah.
100%. So you were in Ecuador, weren't you?
Yeah, we went to Ecuador for Christmas.
I've been watching your motorcycle movie. You were like using your brother's motorcycle in Ecuador. I've been on Instagram watching your videos.
It's like terrifying. Motorcycle Diaries, but for Ecuador.
Yeah, Ecuador looks beautiful, by the way.
Yeah, it's very dangerous, but very beautiful.
It looks. I don't want to sound like ignorant or anything, but it looks way more developed than I thought it was going to.
Well, it's safe until it's not. It's one of those kind of things. Like, you never know when it's they say cuando te toca, when it's your turn, it's your turn. So you never know when it's coming, but when it's your turn to get robbed or worse, then it's your turn. So. Yeah,
terrifying.
But it's changed a lot over the years. It's not the 80s anymore. I remember in the 80s, we used to get robbed so much. I used to ride the bus, and I used to get robbed so much that you negotiate with the guys, because I don't know if I've told this on this podcast before, but they would steal everything. They steal your pants. They steal your shoes.
Your pants?
Your pants. If you had Levi's jeans, that was a thing back then they would want your Levi's jeans because they're worth $50 or whatever, and the average person was making $80 a month. And so they want your Levi's jeans. And so I remember I'd gotten robbed twice in a month, I think. And the second time, you know, he's like, he's pointing a gun at you. He's like, take off everything. Take off your pants, take off your shirt, your hat, your shoes. And I at the time, I had size 12 shoes. And now I'm 13, but I had 12. And 12 was really hard to get in the 90s in Ecuador because nobody was size 12. I had to get them from the States. So I had this little conversation. I'm like, what are you going to do with size 12 shoes? They're not going to fit anybody. And he looks down at my shoes and he's like, all right, you keep the shoes, everything else, pants, wallet, everything.
Man.
So I had to, make it home in my underwear and shoes. So it was exciting.
Oh, my God. Was it at gunpoint?
Yeah. In hindsight, I remember I was with a buddy of mine and I was like, is that really a gun? Because, you know, I didn't see it fired, but it's definitely a gun, whether it was a real working gun or whatever, who knows. But yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I lost my pants that day.
Gee Louise. How are things for, like, people with autism in that country? Are they just like, are there programs? Like, what do you, if you have a disability in a country like that, what happens?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you asked that. You're such an excellent segue. You're a pro. When I was down there,
I'm a pro.
I connected with a family who has their own radio show on, it's called The Voices of Autism, and Voices for Autism is probably a better translation. And yeah, they have a little call-in, and they have an ABA therapist that answers questions, and I was a guest on there, and we did a little interview with these lovely people. Should we play the interview, and then I'll answer the question, or what do you think?
Yeah, play the interview.
All right, let's roll it. This week, I am in beautiful Guayaquil, Ecuador, for Christmas, and we've got a very special episode this week. This week, I am at the radio station. I am at Radio Santiago. I am at a radio program called Voces del Autismo, which means The Voices of Autism. And Radio Santiago is a Catholic radio station right here in Guayaquil, the largest city in Ecuador, my hometown. And I'm very lucky to interview the two hosts of that show, Omar Cabezas and Ivy Criollo. Bienvenidos a nuestro programa.
Muchísimas gracias. Soy Omar. Soy ingeniero mecánico y tengo a mi hijo Jesús con autismo.
I'm Omar Cabezas. I'm a mechanical engineer and my son's name is Jesús and he has autism.
Hi, guys. My name is Ivy Criollo. My son is Jesús Benito and he has 14 years ago.
He's 14 years old. Great.
Yes.
Great. Mm-hmm. So, Omar, could tell me a little bit about yourself.
My son was diagnosed with autism 12 years ago. I was working in a company, and I quit that company so I can dedicate some time to my child and to find the best specialist to work with them. Now I'm a business owner, and I can dedicate a little bit more time with my son.
Oh, that's amazing. Evie, tell us the same question. Tell us about yourself and your connection to your son and everything. Yeah.
Bueno.
So there is a very important thing that I need to say, which is when 12 years ago, when my son was diagnosed, it was very tough for us because there was not enough information to go on. And we found along the way a lot of people they were very dedicated to help us in understanding the different challenges that we had ahead.
Tell us a little bit about your goals. I don't know no sé para quién sería esta pregunta, pero I'll say this in English and Spanish. Díganos, ¿qué son las metas? No sé quién comenzó el programa de radio, pero ¿qué fue la motivación para comenzarlo? ¿Y qué espera que resulte de todo esto? So I want to know who started it and what are your expectations or goals or what are you hoping is going to be accomplished with this radio program?
So the radio show started because there was not much information to go on about autism here in our city. And we needed to create a platform so people can understand and people can receive the help that we were given. The goals that we have achieved is, for example, we had the Association of Parents with Autism, which is already done and it's currently working. And next year, the Federation of Parents and Children with Autism, which is going to start in January of next
That's amazing.
Year.
All right. I don't know who wants this question, but tell us again about your radio station, your radio program, where they can hear it, when they can hear it. Can they find you on Facebook? America, we've got a lot of Latinos. They say, 60 million. So where can people in America find your program and listen to it every week? Tenemos bastantes latinos en los Estados Unidos, más de 60 millones, creo. ¿Dónde pueden encontrar su programa de radio en el internet? ¿Y a qué hora? ¿Y cómo se llama exactamente? Todos los detalles, por favor.
So the one way to, we have a lot of social media action, activity. The first is you can find us on Facebook through Voces del Autismo. There you can send messages, you can watch the show while it's happening in the App Store and in the Google Store. You can find the radio station, which is Santiago 540. AM, and we also have an app called Voces del Autismo, so you can also reach out to us that way.
That's great, guys. I want to thank you so much for being on our program. Es un placer tratar de conectar con ustedes y juntos hacer algo productivo para esta comunidad. Just an honor to work with you guys and try to do something. Lastly, before I leave, the translator. Tell us about you. Yeah, he's more than just a translator. Just tell us real quickly about your background, what you do, and your connection to autism as well.
Okay, so I am Juan Daniel Mera. I'm an occupational therapist. And my connection with autism started with a little kid called Aaron. A little bit more over 7 years ago, I started tutoring him, and now he's almost a superstar because he acts in three different theater plays.
Oh, wow. That's great.
He plays the guitar. He sings. He's a rock star. He's my rock star. And he started me in this path to help every little kid that comes in front of me to reach the highest potential that he has.
That's great. That's great. All right. Just any last comments? Anything? Any last things you want to say? Any últimos saludos o algo más que quieren decir antes de terminar el programa?
Bueno, yo quiero.
So I want to thank you for the opportunity, and I want to reach out to all the Latin, population in the U.S. and around the world that can hear us. And the message that I have for them is that don't lose hope. There is always a way. There is always an answer in God and in the people that He puts in front of us. And there is a light at the end of the tunnel, and that is our children.
Oh, that's beautiful. Omar, you have anything to add? Algo para agregar antes de despedirnos?
Que el amor a nuestros hijos.
So the message that I have is that our children move us. They move us in the right direction, and they move us to do everything that we are compelled to do for them. So it's not only our children with autism, but all children in general. And they are the biggest engine that we have to keep going.
That's amazing. Well, guys, I want to thank all three of you. Thank you so much for being part of our little show. And I just want to encourage you and say, you know, keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate you. Muchas gracias por participar con nosotros en nuestro pequeño programa. Y quiero animarles y animarles para que continúen haciendo lo que están haciendo. All right, guys, that's it from Guayaquil, Ecuador. Well, that's it. On the show, you know, they were asking about fireworks, because fireworks for New Year's is a big thing in South America. What they do in Ecuador is they build a papier-mâché person, so like a famous person for the year. So it'll be like Donald Trump or, you know, somebody famous that had a good, you know, maybe be Kobe Bryant because he retired, or I don't know. What's big? Transformers? And then
is it a revered person, or is it a hated person, or a loved person, or what?
Well, what they do with that person is they fill it full of firecrackers, and then they light it on fire, and they burn out, quote-unquote, the old year. So, like, you destroy the old year and start fresh. That's the idea. So it's
I hope they blow up Donald Trump for us.
I'm sure there'll be a lot of Donald Trump effigies burning. So they were talking about what to do for kids with autism about the noise. And so we had a really interesting discussion on their radio show about headphones. And, you know, we used to, when he was really young, JJ really had a hard time with loud sounds. And so we bought those.
Maybe just skip the fireworks show for your child with autism.
Well, the thing is, they set them off all over. So if you're in your house, you can hear it going off all
right.
over.
Right.
And it's all night. Starts like at 11 and finishes like at 2. Or sometimes starts earlier than that. Because everybody will take this burning man out in the street and burn him. Año viejo, the old man, they call it. Or old year. So,
That sounds fun.
Yeah,
but also
fun.
The biggest nightmare in the world if you have a sensory overload problem.
Exactly.
Which most people with autism do.
Exactly. So I remember we discussed.
I don't imagine there's a lot of basements in Ecuador.
No basements. Everything's built on slab. Yeah.
Yeah. So you can't go downstairs and escape it.
Nope. It's a very East Coast thing. Yeah. No basements. But
I'm in a giant basement right now.
Mom, leave me alone. I'm taping my podcast. Meatloaf. So that's my envisioning you. Sorry, Graham. I'm sure that's not accurate. I'm sure that's
my aunt and uncle aren't here, okay?
I have my own place now.
I pay for it by watering plants and taking care of cats.
I'm just playing with you, man. It was interesting. So to answer your question, you know, like a lot of places, if you have resources, it's easier and simpler, and God bless these people. They have an engineering company, so they have a little bit of coin to rub together, and so they're trying to do something. They're trying to do this radio show, and they do some little projects.
Amazing.
But if you're in a destitute situation, then it's a lot harder. You know, it's a lot harder. So, what are you going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what you would do. I really don't know. It's terrifying. Terrifying. I can't imagine being in a third world country. Is it a third world country?
Yeah, technically.
I know Mexico is.
Yeah, technically it is. Yeah, they love it when you say that, but yeah, it is. So
I'm saying it's not a great country. It's a great culture.
It's a beautiful country. You know. You have the Galapagos Islands, you have the Amazon jungle, you have the Andes Mountains, the tallest mountain range in the Americas. And
cool.
We've got monkeys, and they eat guinea pigs in the mountains. They're called Cui. And it's an unusual place. It's a great place.
And it's right on the equator.
Right on.
Right? That's why it's called Ecuador?
That's it. Spanish word for equator.
Mm-hmm. I know Spanish.
Welcome to This Week in Ecuador, a podcast exclusively discussing Ecuador and being robbed in Ecuador.
Well, I mean, it's just something you never think about because, you know, most of our listeners are, you know, in the United States or Canada
or Europe
or
more developed
Australia,
countries.
Australia, you know, in the Western world. We don't, you know, as much as we have a lot of issues. I mean, it's worse other places. Like I can't imagine.
It's definitely harder.
Good on these people for doing that. I mean, they have their own radio show. It's amazing, and that's a resource for people. You know, a lot of people that like down there probably don't have, you know, access to podcasts, and they can just tune in.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, they're on the AM, so it's Yeah, so I was on their radio show that's like 45 minutes, 50 minutes, and I've got a tape of it. And as an exclusive, we're gonna put it out on our podcast. It is 100% in Spanish, and we will not be charging you on Patreon. It's a freebie for some of our Latin listeners. If you're out there and you're curious of what's going on in Ecuador, what kind of radio show they're doing, and you thought I could do something like that in Honduras or Peru or whatever, this is like a little template.
Great.
So that's it. That's a little interview, and then you can keep an eye out for the next episode. Again, we'll be in Spanish, and it'll be in the notes, and it's not for our Patreon supporters. You won't be dinged for that one. And
right.
Although we do appreciate your
and
support.
Back to should we get back to our episode? We got an interesting in the news.
Let's do this.
This week. Yeah.
Yeah. This was in.
You want to set it up?
Yes, this is in the Canadian CBC, Canada, House Slaying Dragons and Rolling Dice Can Help People with Autism. The program brings together people with the autism spectrum disorder to play Dungeons & Dragons. Dungeons & Dragons has its own special kind of magic, and you can't find it between the covers of any of the numerous rule books. It's kind of a social magic between strangers as they learn to become friends over a shared interest. Autism Nova Scotia is hoping the game will work its magic on people with autism and improve their social and communication skills. People living with autism spectrum disorder experience challenges with communication, social interactions, and sometimes display restrictive and repetitive behavior. Using Dungeons & Dragons to help autistic people become more social may seem like a stretch to people who've never played the game. But to the uninitiated, the D&D players may seem as social outward may be seen as socially outward outcasts, but Yvonne Latour, I don't know if that's close, the program's director for Autism Nova Scotia, said these people just don't get the game. Basically, it goes on to talk about people trying to form part of a group and connect with each other, and that's really a heartwarming story. What do you think? You think Pete would like something like this?
I wonder. I wonder if he'd have trouble following it. But I think that with enough training, I think he could. I think it's for people definitely on the higher end. But you never know. You don't want to say never for other people. I think it's sort of an interesting sort of an applied behavior therapy. You know,
mm-hmm.
It's sort of in a way. You know, it sort of acts in the same way. It forces you to engage, but in a fun way. And in an exciting way, you know, there's like dragons and stuff. Have you ever played Dungeons and Dragons?
I haven't. My daughter's really into it. Nerd alert.
Is she?
But I think the key for this stuff is like anything is that you could pick. I don't know if this would be better for you than playing, spades or something. But you know, if you get together in a group and you have a little social interaction and you have to learn the rules of the game and you play your trump. And I don't know. I think the key is doing, taking some form of action, right? Like if you play Monopoly every week and learn the rules, I think it would also could be productive. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know.
I think it could. I think it's a good idea. I think if any sort of game like that would help, but I think this one in particular, why they chose this one is because it forces you to engage more and interact.
Right.
You know, and there's also dragons.
Dragons. That's true. That's true. Who doesn't like dragons? Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Well, send us your letters. Let us know what you think. If you have a loved one who's really interested in Dungeons and Dragons and that's their thing, let us know. We'd be curious to hear from you. We always love getting the correspondence, getting the hearing from you guys. You can follow us, Autastic Podcast, on Facebook and also your emails to autasticpodcast@gmail.com. I'm at Kirk Smith Comedy. I will be on tour January 3rd through the 9th. Cliff Castle Casino, Edgewater Casino for the four nights, and then Don Hands Casino and Pennington's. I will post those shows on my Instagram at Kirk Smith Comedy. Come check out a show. Graham, tell us about your adventures in New York and Chicago.
Oh, yeah. I'm, just same as always. If you're in New York City, hit me up. Go to comedybythegraham.com. You can see my full schedule there. You can also message me. I have guest passes for some shows. So, you know, listeners, I like to give back the love for listening to our show. So hit me up. Slide into my DMs, as the kids say. I'm at Graham K. Okay on Instagram and Twitter. Also, I got a Facebook fan page. You know what it is. I got a new sports podcast. And April. I am going to be at the Comedy Bar in Chicago, and that is April 12th, 13th, and 14th, and 15th in Chi-Town, baby. Never been to Chicago, so I'm excited.
Oh,
but that's enough. You got enough time to fly there if you're listening to this podcast in Australia or Iceland or China. That's plenty of time for you to get airfare to Chicago and come see my show. So,
as always, if you enjoy this podcast, help us spread the word, tag somebody, send it on to a friend, rate and review in iTunes. That really helps us a lot. Even those quick 5-star ratings really help us. And if you want to support $1 an episode, we really appreciate it. The money goes towards funding the hosting of the show on the computer website, buying the equipment, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep, that's it. You did it. You didn't forget the Patreon. Thanks for listening, guys. Appreciate it.
We did it. Have a great week, guys. You can do it.